Venedig ist eine Stadt der Oberflächen. Oberflächen aus Stein, Wasser, Licht, Architektur. Doch hinter diesen Oberflächen, hinter diesen Fassaden, verbirgt sich eine andere Welt. Zum Beispiel eine Welt aus Fäden, Geduld und jahrhundertealtem Wissen. In dieser Episode von Erlebnis Venedig betreten wir einen Ort, an dem Zeit anders vergeht. Einen Ort, an dem Webstühle aus dem 18. Jahrhundert noch immer in Betrieb sind, wo Samt entsteht, wie er schon vor Jahrhunderten für Paläste, Kirchen und Königshäuser gewebt wurde. Wir sprechen mit Alberto Bevilacqua, Vertreter der vierten Generation einer venezianischen Familie, die dieses Handwerk bis heute bewahrt. Es geht um Tradition und Verantwortung, um Handarbeit und eine schnelle Welt und um die Frage, warum echtes Wissen nur über Weitergabe überleben kann. Lehnen Sie sich zurück und tauchen Sie ein in die leise, konzentrierte Welt des venezianischen Samtes.
My name is Alberto Bevilacqua, of the Bevilacqua family that has found the firm officially in 1875. I am fourth generation, and I was the CEO of the firm. We are very proud to continue to produce the velvet with the antique loom. Our looms are older than the born of the birth of the firm, because it's of the 18th century, and we continue to produce with the techniques of 2-3 centuries ago. And our fabrics, our velvet, are exactly like the one produced 2-3 centuries ago. We can show sometimes, for example, if you see this, this one is exactly like we have the original samples. It is absolutely, absolutely the same. It's very important for us to continue this tradition that once in Venice was very, very important. Consider that in 16th century in Venice were 6,000 looms for the production of the velvet. Then thousands of people works in this kind of activity. And people from all the world come in Venice to buy the velvet, the silk, Venetian silk. And now we are the last. And for us it's very important to continue. In this case it's necessary, if you want that art like this don't finish, is necessary to transmit the know-how. Otherwise, you lose the know-how, the savoir-faire.
How many people are working here?
We have 7 weavers and 1 technician, and we have 20 looms that can produce. It's not easy to find people that are able to weave, because the to became a good weaver is necessary 4-5 years. Then it's not easy.
And you produce here, and how many looms do you have?
How many looms? 20 looms, I say before. Yes, the wood in the loom is more than probably 3 centuries old. Because once on the loom, young people move threads. After, in 1803, the Frenchman Jacquard created the machine that are upon the loom. Mm-hmm. That is one of the first computer, because the machine read perforated cards. Then is a system that was used in the computer till 50 years ago, for example.
Was it added to the old machines, the computer?
Yes, once, if you see upon the loom, there are this machine. And the machine read the perforated cards that, for example, we make with on this table with the hammer. Mm-hmm. And the weaver with the feet move the machine. Mm. And the create the design. If you see in any loom, and every card represents only one little part, half millimeters of the repeat of the design. For example, in one in the production of velvet like this, that the repeat is 1.50 meters, mm-hmm. is necessary. There are 3,000 cards, and then the machine. The machine Jacquard has to read the 3,000 cards. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, very complicated, all the production. Mm-hmm. And naturally, we can produce only, it depends from which fabrics, but from 20 to 70 centimeters per day, mm-hmm. when the loom is ready. Consider that a velvet like this has 15,000 thread of silks.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
How long, then how long is one of these pieces of fabric normally?
How long?
Yeah,
two?
The length.
One day, when the loom is ready, we can produce, for example, 20, 30 centimeters in one day. Naturally, after, when we have produced, for example, 20 meters,
yes.
probably 20, about, is necessary to remake the warp, the ground of the fabrics, using the Antiquus instruments that you have seen. Mm-hmm. And after, is necessary to go on the loom and to attach one by one,
yes.
15,000 threads of silks with the Arabic gums. Then the production stop for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Then it's a lot of time to produce this piece of fabric, 50 days or...
Consider 20, 20, 25, then when a loom is ready, we can produce about 1 meter, it depends, 1.50 meters in 1 week.
In a week.
Mm-hmm. After we have produced 20 meters, it's necessary to remake mm-hmm. the work, then stop the production for 2 weeks, and after, then for example, if I have an order, a purchase order of 100 meters, it's necessary to work for more than 1 year. Mm-hmm. Then it's not easy because the people want the thing immediately.
For which kind of use is it produced? What are the clients?
Generally our fabrics are used for interiors, for example, for chair, for sofa. But many times, for example, these fabrics are used for by the high fashion. Mm-hmm. Then they make, for example, dress, bags, many things.
And what about designs, modern designs?
We have a different kind of styles, starting from the Middle Age till the modern art, for example, Art Deco, Art Nouveau, other things. And naturally, for example, you see sometimes in old, for example, the pink one, you see this one is Liberty style, is the Art Nouveau style. Other is, for example, of Middle Age. But, for example, with modern colors, then it's we can produce, we produce many, many kinds.
Back again to your weavers. You told us your weavers need a lot of time to learn. But I think there are not a lot of companies left who do who work with this kind of machines. Are they? Are your weavers learning in your company? Are these your people, or are there some other companies who work?
The most of the weavers that works here comes from a school of art here in Venice. The now the name is Lyceum Guggenheim. But in the school, they learn some theoretical is necessary here. For example, some have made a stage here, and after.
So are they more craftsmen or artists or both?
I think the two is naturally is craftsmen. But, for example, when you prepare a loom to make this and you begin to weave, you see the products, then it's a satisfaction for the weaver to see that the products comes very good. Yes, yes. It's not, it's not easy. Naturally, he's a craftsman, but
what I really love is the shadowing in that, and that you have some higher parts and some lower parts, which gives the dimension. And as you said, it's hard work to imagine how the motif will look beforehand, because you have about, you said about 30,000 or 300 pieces that have to be put together in order to get one motif. So you have to have a good creative view of your project in order to start that, which is really, really awesome. And you have a whole range of different styles and motifs, and so it's like a heaven for designers and people that are into fashion and into textiles. And what I really love is that you have that big tradition going on still, and people also seeing us that it is a treasure, because you still have a lot of people that love to see your work, and you probably have your textiles all over the world. Is there a customer that you thought, okay, that was the highlight for your textiles to be worked in?
This, for example, is a design of Middle Age, but is from our archive. In this case, for example, similar, but you see, is written Christian Dior, for example, then they propose to us their design, and we have to wave. Okay. Or, for example, in the interiors, for example, Uh, This is 15 years ago. These are chairs.
Beautiful.
That are on the private room of the Kremlin.
Okay.
And originally, the velvet was produced from a firm 3 centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have reproduced, I have the original, we have reproduced exactly the same, like a velvet produced 3 centuries ago. Then we reproduce a pattern of that customer want, or sometimes perhaps that, for example, a customer is in interior or in high fashion, wants our design, but with a custom color, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in this case, we produce.
And do you have a personal highlight what you ever produced?
My personal, I like very much, for example, this fabric, that is a deco fabrics.
Okay.
And we have taken inspiration from this building.
Ah, okay.
That is in Madison Avenue in New York.
Uh-huh.
And the door is we have a reproducer.
With the candles.
Yes, the design is an example of art deco.
Uh-huh.
And then we...
Beautiful. How do you get it that it's like the different dimensions in the fabric?
You have to consider that here, perhaps here there are metal, silk, many things. But one typical our is I want to see the diff to show to you. Or this, for example, is a classical design that is a piece of marble in the exterior walls of the St. Mark's Square, attached to Palazzo Ducale. You can find this subject, the peacock.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the same silk.
Mm-hmm.
And in the loom, if you see, the weaver cut the silk, and after it leave in this way, then we call soprarizzo. In English is carled, and in French is ciselé. The same silk is a different color, because the cutted is darker,
mm-hmm.
and the carled is clearer. And different dimension, because cutted is higher, and carled is lower.
Okay.
And after you have the ground, then you have three dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Ground, carled or riccio, and cutted.
Mm-hmm.
How many colors can you weave at once on this?
Together.
Yes. Here you have...
If you see on the loom, there are the bobbins. In this case, for example, in this case you see, is some trials of color,
yes.
that we make for example, for a stylist.
Okay.
Then after, for example, they choose, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, after... When he has lost this, this is a design, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is this part, mm-hmm. but we can wave in the different color the people want.
Mm-hmm.
Then consider that we have looms generally. When it's only one color, In the loom there are 400 bobbins. Mm-hmm. More colors, we have 800, and in this case 1,600. And you can put in every bobbins, if you want, different colors. Then you can, is I don't know, great confusion, but you can make 800 different
colors.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Where do you get the silk from? Where do you get the silk bobbins from? From Italy or from?
We buy the silk, unfortunately. The raw silk, because the dye is made in Italy.
Okay.
But the raw silk, unfortunately, arrive from China.
Okay.
It happens in 1970, about, that the cost of production for 1 kilo of silk in Europe was $24. The Chinese sell at $18.
Okay.
Then all the producer of silk was compelled to close.
Mm-hmm.
To close. Then over, it's a problem. But
that's true. But it, if you let it color, or if you tinge it in Italy, they're really bold colors, and they're really of. Great, so you really see the color popping out. So they have a really good way of coloring that. Do you also use natural colors then, or?
No, now the dye, you know, the color is industrial.
Mm-hmm.
Once they use the natural, for example, I don't know in English, but cochinilla, mm-hmm. is from the. Yes, or for example, the porpora is from the yes, then or from the tree, but now the coloration is industrial.
What other problems are there at the moment for your industry? You're the last one, so you probably have your customers, but. What is your goal for the future? What problems are there at the moment?
But I think that for this kind of arts, there is a future. The difficult things is to maintain, because you have not, for example, if some piece is broken, it's necessary to go to the we don't know how to say, but to go to an artisan to make the piece of wood, the piece is not easy. But I see that, for example, with the modern media, the many people know our existence, like you now, in this way. And then there is people that say, I want a piece of art, a craftsman. And then it's, I think there is a future.
Yeah, and I think because if people know how much work you put in there, they're also willing to pay for the work. I think that's the best thing. So if you see something made in China, you know, it's very fast, and then it gets lost very fast too.
Yes, yes.
But I think with that piece of textile that you have, or with the velvet, you find your customer, and the customer is taking a look that it exists many
yes,
years.
Yes, yes.
And
because sometimes perhaps that the people once, for example, all the wall of a castle,
mm-hmm.
was covered by. But now, for example, there is some pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, for example, I receive every month the copy of Architectural Digest USA, Architectural Digest Italy, and many times I see in the interiors of a house for example, pillows with our fabrics. Then is the, you have one pillow, is a pillow that is a little piece of art. Mm-hmm. For me, for example, I have in my house, I have put the fabrics, this fabrics, the green one, mm-hmm. with we call coral. I've made, come si dice, un quadro, un...
Picture.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I put,
framed it.
When I was in my house, I look very, it's very, I see, oh, it's good. I like very, very much. And for me is that, for example, the fabrics, generally the fabrics is, come si dice, un complemento, complements of, because what it's...
A present.
Yes, it's used, for example, for chair, mm-hmm. On the wall. Yes. On
it makes a home a home.
A piece of, come si dice, di arredamento. Di
so that decoration?
Like yes, yeah. Yes, a piece of the fabrics.
They fit in and then yes. Make a home a home.
Ah. I see, for example, some people make, for example, take one Dixie, they make a panel uh-huh. and they put in the wall. Then it's like a picture, like...
And then you can see the beauty every day, which is nice. Then you can see the beauty every day, which is nice.
Yes, 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 yes.
Is one weaver working with... at one design at once, or can he work several designs?
But we work seven in the different room, different design.
Yes.
Actually, for example, you have seen there are some looms that are now are producing the animalier velvet. We produce the tiger, the leopard.
Yes, but... each weaver can only process one or several at once.
No, several. The only technician different is, for example, this is a sopra rizzo.
Yes.
Then and this is a cutted velvet. Then you have not a three dimension. You have yes. only one dimension because. The weaver cut the silk, here you can see, and then is a little more difficult to weave this, because we have to use two kinds. You have cut and after leave to obtain this.
Another question. When you grew up, was it clear to you that you wanted to work here later, or did you think of something else before?
No, I consider that this is a family company, mm-hmm. and I have a study, and I have make a different. Only is only from 30 years that I am here. Mm-hmm. Before I have worked in a bank. I was a teacher of economic, and my originally I have studied to make the diplomatic career.
Okay.
After,
but that's interesting.
No, it's for me. I like very much to because I remember that 30 years ago when I begin to come here, it was a period of a crisis, and all this kind of arts, craftsmen are closed, because you have a great, great cost, and the people don't cannot understand because it's necessary that the people see. And I understand because this fabrics is so expensive.
Where can people buy your fabrics? Where can people buy your fabrics? I saw some shops in Venice. But do you also have shops overseas, or they should no, they no. go directly?
Yeah, we have naturally we have here this kind of production of handmade fabrics. And after the same fabrics, we produce in the Milan with very precious these two. In this case, you see the width of the handmade is about 60 centimeters because the weaver have to cut. Then it's necessary. Once that the people was for the royal palace in Dresden, you see in this case is the original was produced in 16th century is 52. Because once the arm of the people was shorter than one. And then, in this case, with a power loom, we produce 1.30 meters.
Okay. There are different sizes, not only 60. What's maximum?
160? Hand made, the maximum is 68, like this.
And these are more...
This is 1 meter, 1 meter 30. But it's with power loom. You can have the soprarizzo because this is simulated with some weft.
It looks a little bit different, yeah.
Yes. But you can use the same silk. And
and what's the difference?
That's the difference, you see? This is not as high as here.
This is this is the same silk, cut it and curled. Here you can simulate this with some weft, but it's not the same silks. Silks of different colors. These are the two more expensive fabrics, handmade and with power loom.
And if someone wants to buy a piece of it, like a meter, how much do they have to...
For example, 1 meter with 60... The price, the retail price, go from 1,200 to 6,000. It depends for the time of production. Sometimes, for example, the people want, we have a producer with gold thread. In this case, for example, this. This is produced, this is a gold thread, is a 95% silver and 5% gold. It's very expensive.
I believe so.
But the more expensive is the time of production.
Yes.
This with three looms. This was an original
picture.
This is a rendering. And now the palace is because Dresden was completely destroyed. And they rebuilt the castle, and they have an original piece of velvet that cover the walls. And we have reproduced exactly with the same 780 meters with the three looms in about 3 years.
Yeah, but I think it's really worth it, you know. It's like, it really shows that you put in lots of love and lots of effort to make it a real experience, not something like...
It's like your...
Yeah, but I think that one was cheaper. Yeah. But when I was younger, I imagined like being a princess, and then velvet was always the textile I was going for because it felt so smooth and not comparable with your velvet, but like the youngster version. But I really appreciate what you do.
My grandmother was a Swedish in Germany. Because the name was Glenny von Redrich.
Okay.
And The family von Redris come from a city that now is in Lithuania, mm-hmm. Memel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Memeland, near Königsberg.
Yeah.
And after my grandfather became ambassador of Germany in Sweden, and they married a Swedish woman, and it became Swedish. And after my grandmother's comes in holidays in Lido, and know my grandfather, and
okay.
after they married.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice stuff.
In fact, we have works very much for the Sweden. And for example, the all the fabrics that are on the city hall in Stockholm is named Stadhuset. Mm-hmm. It's a very important building because they make, for example, the celebration of Nobel Prize. And all the fabrics was produced by Bevilacqua. Mm-hmm. This, for example, is the Queen of Sweden. Mm-hmm. That was. This is a chair in the city hall in mm-hmm. in Stockholm.
And when did they found the company? Your grandma, or you said?
No. They found the Bevilacqua family is on the textile from
okay.
5th century.
Okay.
But the founder of the firm was Luigi Bevilacqua. That was my grandfather.
Okay. So your grandma, how does your
she
does
came
it
to
be?
Sweden and she went
she came
Lido
to
and then
yes.
they met and then they fell in
my
love.
Grandfather,
yes,
Cesar Bevilacqua, son of Luigi Bevilacqua,
okay.
founder of the company,
yes.
married a Swedish woman.
Ah, understand, and she came to the Lido and met
yes,
him.
They know in the Lido in holidays. And after they married.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot. And really, it was really enjoyable to learn something about textiles and
okay.
that gem here. Very beautiful and...
Was a pleasure.
Was bleibt, wenn man diesen Ort verlässt, ist mehr als nur ein Bild eines Stoffes. Es ist das Bewusstsein dafür, wie viel Zeit, Geduld und menschliche Hingabe in einem einzigen Meter Samt stecken kann. Die Webstühle von Bevilacqua erzählen nicht nur von Technik, sondern von Kontinuität. Von einem Wissen, das verschwindet, wenn es nicht weitergegeben wird. Und von einer Kunstform, die nur dann eine Zukunft hat, wenn wir bereit sind, ihren Wert wieder zu sehen und zu achten. Wenn dir diese Episode gefallen hat, abonniere sie. Abonniere Erlebnis Venedig, teil unseren Podcast, gib gerne weiter oder hinterlass uns eine Bewertung. Weitere Einblicke, Bilder und Hintergründe findest du wie immer in den Shownotes. Grazie fürs Zuhören. Grazie fürs Zuhören und bis zur nächsten Episode durch die verborgenen Schichten Venedigs.